This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. I'm delighted to be joined today by Christian Fung and Noah Metheny. Mr. Fung is the Director of Programs for MSMGF, the Global Forum on HIV and MSM, Men Who Have Sex with Men. Mr. Metheny is the Director of Policy at MSMGF. Thank you both so much for joining me today. To start off, can you tell me a little bit about your organization, when it started, and you know what themes it's trying to promote? Let's start with Christian.
The MSMGF stands for the Global Forum on MSM and HIV, that is for men who have sex with men and HIV. This was really an advocacy agenda from the Thailand-Bangkok AIDS conference from 8 years ago, when there was a recognition that there was a severe dearth of information related to gay men and HIV globally during these conferences. And so a band of activists decided to organize a specific pre-conference day at the time in the Bangkok conference. And at that time, there were 100 people who showed up, and that's how it got started. Initially, when it began, it was associated with the AIDS Project Los Angeles, which we still are associated today. We're the international arm of APLA, AIDS Project LA. And since then, every 2 years during the International HIV AIDS Conference, there have been a pre-conference day, a full day dedicated to looking at issues of men who have sex with men, gay and bisexual men, and transgender issues. And in the off years, when it is not an international AIDS conference, when it is a regional AIDS conference, there have also been consistent regional conference dedicated to this particular issue.
And Noah, if you could please answer.
Yes, yeah, so we had our biggest and by far the best pre-conference this year at AIDS 2012, and it's again a push to get the inclusion of MSM and TG into an effective and efficient HIV response, especially in this time of dwindling financial resources and funding streams. So we want to continue pushing that to make sure that we have representation in HIV care, prevention, and treatment among MSM within a human rights framework.
How do you expect these themes to be carried forward in the conference?
So for this specific pre-conference, we had 10 to 12 running themes that we created breakout sessions and panel discussions around. These emerged out of our national and regional consultations with our advocates and partners on the ground. And they included such issues as decriminalization of exposure and transmission of HIV and of sodomy laws, the inclusion of transgender advocacy campaigns and funding resources. So what we're going to do is turn this into an action agenda document that we will publish later this fall, and it will guide our strategy and our priority setting for the years to come.
This is an extremely significant time for the movement because within the last 2 years, there has been MSM policy and guidance given by the Global Fund, by PEPFAR, which is a U.S. government HIV-AIDS project, as well as by UNAIDS and WHO, the World Health Organizations. And what happens is that when we have the policy done at the level of Geneva in Washington, D.C., in New York, that's all fine and dandy. However, what we need right now is to move towards a country level. So we want to translate those policy into action at a country level, especially in the Global South.
What do you hope to get out of AIDS 2012? What do you hope the world takes from this historic event?
I think for one thing, let's take a look at this conference. This is the fifth time that we're doing it. From the Bangkok days, there was 100 activists that band together. And in this conference, we have 700 people, and actually there were over 1,000 who attempted to register because the space constraint. We could not do it. So we can see that there is a high demand for this kind of information and this kind of gathering. And this is the largest gathering around the world for this kind of activities and for this kind of advocacy. And so what we have, over 50% of the delegates coming from Global South is expecting them to go back to their own country to carry it forward with advocacy, with program implementations in their own country.
And Noah.
And I would only add that here at IAS, there's still not a lot of space for MSM and TG issues. So really our pre-conference is the premier place to dialogue, debate, discuss these issues among people who are interested, because sometimes those spaces are not created institutionally within IAS.
since its inception, how has your organization and the movement evolved? Christian, let's start with you.
I think what we'd like to, like the audience to know is, as the movement has changed and evolved over time, so has the organization. And so from compared to 8 years ago in Bangkok to now, not only have we expanded, but also the focus has shifted, as I said, is going from the main organizations in Global Fund PEPFAR down to the Global South. However, our organization is also shifting and really looking at the country level work, the advocacy work, the work looking at comorbidity, the work looking at issues beyond HIV that are severely affecting gay and bisexual men and MSM, and also to mainstream LGBT health care within the public sector. And so we're being asked, for example, by the Brazilian Ministry of Health to provide technical assistance to actually mainstream LGBT health care in 5 provinces. So those are the exciting things that we're looking forward to.
Yes, and we want to continue expanding our advocacy campaigns into countries that we're working in on the ground, not only to help create campaigns, but also to create awareness and enabling legal environments in order to have an effective HIV response. And that's why we're interested in doing more work and capacity building around HIV in the law, comorbidity issues, but also documentation of human rights abuses for active MSM and TG activists as they try to engage in these changes and work.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thank you for your time.